Thank you for calling XPO Logistics. My name is Nina. May I have your order number to pull your account, please? I can look it up by your phone number.
Okay. It's 714-725-5346.
And, oh, I'm sorry. This is the escalation line. Let me read the note. Bear with me. They did send over an order number. Let's take a look. See. I do apologize. The lines, the calls, a lot of calls in the volume. So they, and I'm on a new system, so I don't know when it's an escalation call or not until it all auto-populates. The call comes through before it auto-populates, but I can still take care of you. Now, this is not Kathy Jen.
Yes, this is Kathy, yeah. I'm her husband, but she is the one on the name.
Okay. So, I mean, what is your first name?
Johnny.
Johnny.
Yeah. Her name is on the order, so it's her information on the order.
Okay, let's read the notes. Hold one moment, Mr. Johnny. Okay, it says that you wanted to reschedule an order and it's on board.
It's asking to reschedule the order?
What we can do is, well, we can't reschedule it now because it's on board. We can send a message over to the warehouse. You'll probably have two messages, one from me and one from her. Requesting a reschedule day. So when he checks it back in tonight, they'll see that message and call you to reschedule.
Tonight?
No, it'll probably be tomorrow. What you can do is you can call back before 12 tomorrow because they'll be getting, you know, doing the pickups and the, you know, getting everybody situated in the morning.
Because it should every. That you can have. Or, you know, send like a message or leave a message for them to be able to deliver it tomorrow. This is our fourth time rescheduling this delivery. And tomorrow would have been the original date that we had it scheduled for. In the past, we had changed the date on Samsung website, but I'm not sure what happened. But it wasn't delivered on the 9th. But then when we called them and had them reschedule it, we were able to confirm with them to be delivered on the, I believe, the 16th. And we did receive a confirmation. And on Friday, we did receive a text confirmation as well as a phone call for the delivery order on the 16th. But no one came on the 16th. And so we had to call back and reschedule again.
Okay, so you've been rescheduled twice. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, we've been rescheduled twice. Well, the first time was through Samsung website. I'm not sure you guys received the date change from the Samsung website, but yeah, it wasn't delivered on the 9th. We changed it on the Samsung website to the 9th, and then we didn't receive anything or any notification. But then we called you guys, and then we had to reschedule again or on the 9th. And we were able to reschedule it to be delivered on the 16th. And that one, we did get a confirmation on the 15th, on a Friday, a text confirmation that there was going to be a delivery on Saturday. But then no delivery came. So then we called again and rescheduled it. I believe we called again on the 20th or the 19th or the 20th. And then we had asked them to deliver it on Saturday, tomorrow. which was the original date that we had initially placed the order to deliver on. And then this morning, we were already at work. So this morning they called and said that the delivery was on the way. But we didn't schedule. We spoke with Veronica. I believe her name was Veronica. And had her schedule it on a Saturday. So I'm not sure why she had placed it on a Friday. So we were assuming that delivery was going to be coming tomorrow. But we got a call this morning saying that the delivery guy called us and said that he was going to come and deliver it. But no one's home right now. So I'm guessing the delivery got missed. And now you guys are asking us to reschedule again. So we've been trying to receive this thing for 3 weeks, almost 3 weeks now.
And look, they got the reason why it's rescheduling Spanish.
Yeah.
So I do apologize. It says at destination. When it says at destination, yeah. That's a not at home code. And you were at home.
Yeah, we weren't at home. But then they
you said you were not at home?
Yeah, we were not at home. They called this morning. We already left for work, so nobody's home.
Okay.
But we had asked on Wednesday, we spoke with Veronica and asked her if we would place the reschedule it to be coming in tomorrow. So we were assuming that it was going to come tomorrow, not today.
You said the store told you that?
Veronica, we called, I don't know what number we called, but we called FTO and spoke with a person named Veronica on Wednesday. And then we had told her to schedule us to deliver it on Saturday, tomorrow. So I'm not sure why they delivered it today and not tomorrow. Then I believe that's what we told them to schedule it for the Saturday.
Okay,
no
well, so what I'm doing is I'm requesting this for you. I put everything that you just advised me of on the update. For one moment. Okay, I have documentation about the supervisory conversation. I do see there is an escalation on this account. So they'll be reaching back out to you. I can't confirm tomorrow, but hopefully they can by 9 p.m. tonight.
Okay.
Because that's when they do their routing for tomorrow.
Okay.
Okay, is there anything else I can help you with today?
No, not yet.
On this ticket. Well, thank you, sir. This is Nina at XPO Logistics. They will be following back up with you.
Okay, is it Nina or Lena?
Nina, like Nina, after grandma.
Nina. Okay, Nina. All right. All right. Thank you so much, Nina.
Oh, you're more than welcome. This is Nina at XPL. Have a good night.
All right. You too.